Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be so glad in it. Yes, Lord. We thank the Lord for being here with you, and you today. We just want you to know that you have a friend in Jesus and you have a friend in us. We love you. We really love you. And we really do. If you was near now, I'd give you a great big hug. Yes, I would give you a great big hug. I'd squeeze you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just because, you know, it's good to love people, isn't it? Oh, my God, it's good to love you. No matter whether I know you or not, I just love you anyhow, you know. No matter whether you're a cantankerous, you know, cross, mean, you know, whatever, attitude, no matter, I still love you. You know, because Jesus loved me when I was doing those things. So I have to love you when you do those things, don't I? But I can tell you about them. You know that, praise God. But I don't mean I don't love you. Yes, I do. Amen. And you know, you need to come to Florida. If you're not in Florida, you need to come to Florida, you know, sometimes so we can meet. Yes, yes, yes. I don't know about going out to dinner because everything just about closed. So praise God. You used to say, come and we can go out to dinner, remember, or lunch or something. Praise God, now we can't say that, can we? Well, anyway, we'll try to find something to do, right? Well, we have to have bag lunches. You know how they get the children bag lunches? We have to have bag lunches and go sit under the tree. Hallelujah. I'm just having fun today. Amen. You know, I thank God I'm able to have fun, amen. Don't you?
Amen.
Because I could be morbid. I could be just as, you know, nobody care to talk to you, nobody care to be with you because you're always in a slump, you know. Praise God. I'm not in no slump. No, I'm not in a slump. I'm in the upbeat time today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Lord, you say, what did you do, win a million? No, I don't even have a million pennies. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. I don't have a thing, you know, bless God, amen. But I do have something in Christ Jesus. Now, let's back up here, all right? I am spiritually blessed, amen, and I want to bless you today. Yes, yes, yes. We are blessing each one that come on this line today in a special way. We want you to know, praise God, that we love you. We really do love you, for real. Now, this is no joking. We love you. Yes, we love you too, Sister Diane.
Yeah.
Praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, praise God. We love bad girls too. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, praise God. I just want to get y'all in the mood today. Get in the mood to praise God. Have laughter. Laughter is good like a medicine. You know, you can't just continue to be morbid all the time and think you're going to be all right. You know, laugh about something stupid. You know, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be anything. Just laugh at the way the tree bow down. You know, Bishop said, look in the mirror and laugh at yourself. You know, that's still laughing, right? I've done that many times. Look in my mirror. I say, oh, my God, look at me. And somebody say, well, what's the matter? What's the matter? I say, Did you see that face on me? Lord, I need a transfusion of a face. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. It's comedy hour, huh? Praise God. But we thank God today for you, you, and you. And we ask you to go call your friend, your enemies. Come call them all. Those that you know have bad dispositions, call them too. Amen. We trust today before this broadcast is over, they'll be smiling too, saying, thank you. I needed a little humor. I needed a little of what they were giving out today on the broadcast. Ah, sometimes you've been in the dumps too long. You look at your problems too long and you become your problems, don't you? My God, my God. I'm not preaching here right this minute. I don't know. Maybe Dan may preach. I don't know. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we thank God for you anyway. And call your friends now. This is watch party time. Time to have your party. They all y'all watch. Amen and listen to. Hallelujah. Now, we need your prayer. We need you to send your prayer requests and whatever it is you need prayer for. If you want us to know what to pray for, you don't want us to say it over the air, okay, say so. Amen. And then, you know what, we're going to pray. 347-857-3925. We believe in the power of prayer. Do you remember how long, no, not Diane Dawn, because she wasn't with me. We started a prayer circle. We call it a circle, but it was Prayer Warriors of, you know, yeah, MOP, that's what's the name. I'm sorry, Mercenaries of Prayer. I get it right in a minute. We had Mercenaries of Prayer in 1980-something. We started that. Mercenaries of prayer, going to people's houses, businesses, churches, praying, a group of us, prayer warriors, that's prayed continually, all right, for others. When we're still mercenaries of prayer, but guess what? We are here with you today to pray for you, you and you. If you need us today. Now, if you want to pray by yourself, go ahead. But we are here to help. All right? Remember that. 347-857-3925. And we can't pray for you if we don't know who you are. So give us a name. It's Sister Dan.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Father God, knowing that there is no other God but you, you're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator, and we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness and those that we are praying for, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you were just to forgive us, Lord, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, you know each and every person name by name, Lord. Father, as we ask, Lord, Father, the listeners to touch and agree with us, Lord, Father, as we touch and agree with those that ask for prayer, Lord, Father, for themselves or for their loved ones, Lord, Father. We thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Leonard, Lord, Father. Father, as we hold him before you, Lord, Father, we pray, Lord, Father God, as he go through his procedure, Lord, Father, we ask you to cover him under the blood from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father, we thank you for being the doctors, Lord. We thank you for being the nurses, Lord, Father. We just thank you, Lord, Father, for being there for him right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Williams. Father, as she prepared to go on dialysis, Lord Father, we ask you to continue to give her the peace of mind, Lord Father, and the strength, Lord Father, that she needs in you right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, for that new kidney right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We have seen you done it for many others, Lord Father, and we say thank you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you the Miller family, Lord Father, covering them under the blood from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord Father God, as they have been diagnosed with COVID, Lord Father. Father, as we hold them before you, we speak right now to the immune system right now, Lord Father, to be healed right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord Father, for just touching right now, Lord Father. Touch the children right now, Lord Father. Father, give them peace right now, Lord Father, as you continue to touch their bodies right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord Father, we know that you're bigger than any disease, Lord Father, and knowing that nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father. Father, not just the Miller family, Lord Father, but all those, Lord Father God, that have ask, Lord Father, for prayer, Lord Father. Father, those, Lord Father, that has been healed from COVID, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for how you touched Miss Lorette Francis, Lord Father, that had COVID. Eddie and Erlen, Lord Father. Tori, Joel, Stephanie, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father, how you touched them, Father. Lisa Bastone, Lord Father. Father, we continue to give you all honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name, Lord. Father, we hold before you Chaney right now, Lord Father. As she, Lord Father, prepares, Lord Father, for surgery, Lord Father. Give her a peace of mind right now, Lord Father. Peace in you right now, Lord Father, as we ask you to touch also, Lord Father, the doctors, Lord Father, the nurses, Lord Father, as she go whenever they set the date, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Crystal, Lord Father. We ask you, O God, to continue to touch her body right now, Lord Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. We speak healing, Lord Father. You say healing is the children's bread, Lord Father. Father, and you say by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father. So all those, Lord Father, upon this prayer list, Father God, that need healing, Lord Father, whether in their bodies, Lord Father, in their minds, Father, in their spirit, man, Lord Father, we speak healing to them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you Deanna, Demontrius, Philip, John, Randy, Carol, Tyrone, Jacqueline, Nova, Regina, Father, Shamoy, as we hold them before you, Lord Father, we're praying for their salvation right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. As we touch and agree, Lord Father, with their loved ones, Lord Father. Father, touch them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, we hold before you Wallace Edie, Lord Father. We ask that you continue to touch his body right now, Lord Father, from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord Father. We send forth healing, Lord Father, to his body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We hold before you Pastor Dungy, Lord Father. Touch her body right now, Lord Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. We send forth healing to her body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. And Father, as the listeners, Lord Father, touch and agree with us, Lord Father. Touch them right now, Lord Father. You know what they're in need of, Lord Father. We thank you for covering them on their jobs, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, for covering them and they're going out and they're coming in right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we thank you for every bill being paid in full and every debt being canceled right now. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, We plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, Lord Father, thanking you right now, Lord Father, for how it reached many nations, Lord Father. Father, we cancel every assignment, Lord Father, that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on it. We render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus as we release healing and deliverance right now, Lord, asking the Holy Spirit to just have free course on this broadcast today, Lord. Father, we ask that you decrease, Lord, my apostle and bishop right now, Lord Father, as you increase in them, Lord Father. We thanking you right now for that right now word, Lord, that rhema word, Lord Father, that word, Lord Father, of perfection, that word, Lord Father, God of direction, that word, Lord Father, of preparation, that word right now, Lord Father, of joy and laughter, Lord Father. We thanking you right now for just having your way right now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen to Sister Diane. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? Did you enjoy that prayer? Did you hear your name called? If you didn't, well, you need to call us, 347-857-3925, and put your name on there. Yes, 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 yes. It don't matter where you are. What's wrong with you, whatever's wrong with you, God is still able, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
A-B-L-E, God is able.
Yes, he is.
Amen. Remember that now. God is able. He's able to do whatever you need him to do. And this is your day for him to do something for you, okay? All right, let me read you a little word here today, give it to you, trust that. Trust that you enjoy it. Praise the Lord. Judge each day not by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds you plant.
Yes,
judge each day not by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds you plant. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Have mercy. Ain't God good? We thank God for Bishop Porter.
Amen.
We thank God for Sister Diane. We thank God for Pastor Sharon. I don't know what happened. I was looking and praise God. Amen. Y'all pray for me. Hallelujah. I thought I had lost something here. Hallelujah. We thank God for her DNA. I didn't throw it at her today, you know, praise God. I started to since the speaker that I usually have at this time that didn't, I don't know what happened to him anyway. But anyway, praise God, I usually throw it on Pastor Sharon, but I was good today. Amen. Hallelujah. I throw it on me. I try to throw it on Sister Diane. And I don't have to worry about Bishop because he always ready. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But, you know, things happen. What can you say? Things happen. And what did he tell us to do? Be ready, didn't he?
Amen.
You know, it doesn't take me all day to get ready. All right? I found out if you know Jesus and you've been filled with the Holy Ghost and everything, he said, open your mouth and he'll speak for you, right? So all I do is open my mouth. Y'all know that, don't you? Hallelujah. Those that listen on a continued basis know that all I have to do is open my mouth. Something will come out, won't it? Amen, amen. I'm so happy about that. Do you know I'm happy about that? Because it could be this. I could have a fogged brain.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Amen. But no, he said, open your mouth and he'll speak for you. So now, if you read in your Bible, read your Bible and study and pray and fast and do all those good things, your mouth is filled. Now, that's a bit of wisdom to you today. After you done all of that, and you went through your trials and your tribulation without giving up, all you got to do is open your mouth, because it's already filled. And it's filled with the word. When you were born again with the Holy Ghost and everything, let me tell you, it was already filled. The word filled in you. Because what? Every time you read, your brain did what was like a computer. It drew everything right in, didn't it? Now you can talk. Go on, talk, sisters and brothers. Talk! Hallelujah. Y'all, excuse me. I may be a little hilarious today, you know. I feel all right. Ain't no sense in me saying I don't feel all right. I feel something going on good. Now, I ain't talking about the bad stuff, but because I'm not receiving the bad stuff. I feel something good going on. How about that? When I say something good is going on, believe me, y'all, something is good happening right now, because you know you serve a good God. You serve a good God. And this way, you know that soup, Mr. B. Campbell soup? Good. You know, y'all don't say that no more. You used to say it. Good. You don't say nothing good no more. Everything is bad. Y'all up there frowning all the time. Stop frowning. Make you old quick. My God, my God. Now let me talk about the Bible. All right. Hey, amen. I had a little fun. Hallelujah. Just good fun. Good fun. I like good fun. Look, the good fun. We don't lie. We don't lie in fun. Fun. A lot of people want fun, but they lie fun. All right, we ain't laugh on funny. Okay, I love to have fun. I love to make you laugh. Ooh, if I was near you, I'd take my hand and do what, Dan? Tickle, tickle, tickle. Oh, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Let me tell you, I shouldn't even preach a word, should I? I should just do laughter today. Like a medicine, I'm giving you medicine. Those of you that need medicine, I am giving you a dose of medicine right now. Come on, laugh now. Stop being so morbid. It's not that bad. Life ain't that bad. You got Jesus, don't you? Okay, he make everything all right, don't he? Hallelujah. But I will. I give you something, you know, just a little something that I kind of had, just a little bit. And then we'll turn it over and let some of these great preachers we got do something too. Amen? Right? I just do it and start you off and let you go from there, whether you want to go with what I'm saying or got your own thing going. Okay? All right, hallelujah. But all we know that Jesus gets all the glory. Hey, hey, hallelujah. Oh, now, at least I'm tickling Diane. Praise God. Now, St. John, the 11th chapter. St. John. All right, y'all know where St. John is? It's in the New Testament. Just in case somebody's there that don't read the Bible and know where it is, it's in the New Testament. St. John, the 11th chapter. Okay? St. John. Not John. St. John. Okay? All right. That's what the Bible wrote in here. Saint. He's a saint. All right? Now, hear what the word says, starting at the first verse. Now, a certain man was sick, named Lazarus, of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. Well, they didn't want you to get him confused, did they? Huh? Told you what town he was from? Who his family is. And it tells you who what Mary, now, because you know how people will ask, was that the Mary that, you know, anointed feet, or was that the Mary at the tomb, or was that the Mary? Because there's a lot of Marys here, you know. So the Bible specifically says in the second verse, it was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Now, that's a special family, wasn't it? Hmm? Lazarus, Mary and Martha. There Mary was anointing his feet with her tears and ointment and put her hair down there and wiped them off, dried them. She didn't need no towel, did she? Hmm? That's what she did. And her brother Lazarus, there he was. Now, if we ask a question, was Lazarus there when she did all that? Well, he had to be, didn't he? Wasn't he there? How did Christ know Lazarus? Okay, he done been around him a bit. Okay? He said, therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. Now, she didn't say her brother's sick. She said, he whom you loveth. So there was a special connection between him and Lazarus. Okay? He whom you loveth is sick. Now, can you imagine the people standing around and hearing her say that? Now, why she didn't say, just say her brother? You know how we do. Why she didn't just say a brother instead of going through all that? Well, was she reminding him that she loved him? He loved her, him? He'd have to remind Jesus. Jesus already know who he loved. He loved us all. Mm-hmm. But verifying something here to the people. Hmm? And when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereof. Now, let's just stop for 1 minute here with this. There's a message in this entire scripture. You know, there's a message. Every verse, there's a message. Okay? But what we're going to deal with here today, a few lessons in this message here. And the first one is reason. Reason. See? What did Jesus say? Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. Now, there had to be a reason for him to go there, didn't it? Hello. See the reason? Huh? See the reason? Think about it. Now, think about this. The reason. What is the reason of your calamity? Have you ever found out why this is happening to you? Have you found out what made this happen? Did I do it? Did I do something wrong or didn't do something? Whatever the case may be, what is the reason? Think about that. There was the reason. Behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. Now you got a reason to go because you love him, and him you have been very close to him, so you got a reason. But listen, You cannot have radical faith. See, they didn't have the radical faith at that time. Now, even though she had done this great deed for Jesus by anointing him and wiping his feet with her hair and everything, she had done a great service, didn't she? See? She done a great service, okay? But that alone wasn't going to get him over to where Lazarus was. Because, let me show you something in here. Thank you, Jesus. What Jesus just showed me. To trigger him going there, she had to say certain things. Do you hear me? All of that is in the reasoning. Mm-hmm. See? Because everything has to be exhausted in order to bring forth the reality of what has to be done at this time. Do you get the picture? Praise God. Amen. See what I'm saying? It had to be. And when Jesus heard that, see, now, he wasn't moving before that. But it says when he heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death. Because, you know, this is what I'm saying. A lot of times we need to be patient. And when doing what God say, we need to be very patient. Because we don't always know which way we're going to go at that time and to do what. You don't know what you ought to do. He said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified therein. Huh? It's not unto death. So now you know the reason why I got to go there. Other than that, Lazarus would still be in the grave. See? If he wasn't a close associate of Jesus, friend, loved one, he delayed time. He said, now, you know he was sick. All right? And we'll go on in the story and you'll see how the reason is working out and how it worked out in this entire story. You see? Because of the fact when he said, you know, and I thought about people say, oh, I'm sick for the glory of God. So therefore, they must have got it from this scripture right here. The sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. All the sickness you got is because you done ate something you ain't supposed to. Or you done sinned and not done what God told you to do or not said what he told you to say. See? You can't say that all of that's for the glory of God. Jesus can be glorified in it, okay, after all is going on, but you can't say, well, this here was all for the glory of God. Did God tell you that? If you sick, you sick. Go find your doctor if you don't have radical faith. You hear what I'm saying? Huh? You find a doctor. Somebody can do you some good because, well, most of them have been in school long enough to learn how to take care of a person. See? Okay. Now, I like this part, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now, God, Jesus needs to be glorified. People need to know what he possessed. What he have, why he here, really. All right, let's go on. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. How can he be glorified if he just jump up and do it and say, oh, yeah, he's the Son of God. He can do anything. But now, this is he's being glorified, and how is he being glorified? Huh? It says he's being glorified now. Now, the first aura was reason. The next aura is relationship. Hmm? See? The relationship. There was a relationship with them. But even though there was a relationship with them, between them, he did not go right away. He wanted to wait for him to be good and dead. Graveyard dead, where he's starting to, you know, the body is deteriorating. He waited. Do you see? Now, in doing that, your friends begin to say, oh, he don't really love him. He don't really love us because he ain't go to see about Lazarus. Lazarus, we told him Lazarus was sick, but he ain't go. That means that somebody don't understand the reasoning. You see, you understand what the carnal reasoning, not the spiritual reasoning. Do y'all get the picture? Hmm? You got that, dude. Hmm? That's what you understand. Now, but when the spiritual reasoning is happening because of, listen, even though they had a mutual relationship, the three of them, the four of them together, Jesus and them, listen, let me tell you, today Jesus wants you to have a relationship with him, and therefore you'll find out the reason why he brought you through what you're going through. You find out the reason then, don't you? And I'm so glad he don't give us the reason all the time why this happening to us and that happening to us. Because I used to ask him, I say, am I born to go through trouble all my life? Can I have any good time one day in my life, 2 days, a week, a month? I asked God that myself, because all the years and year after year after year after year was trouble, 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 trouble in my life. From one end of, okay, where I went, it was trouble. I thought I was supposed to live that way. And listen, if you knew how long it was, I did not have a place to live. I'm not talking about when I was homeless that particular time. But I was always living in somebody else's house. And I wonder, is this my lot in life? This what I got to do the rest of my life? I'm saved, and is this what I got to do? You know he never answered. And I asked, why, God, why? You know he never answered. He did not answer. It was not time for it to answer, because he was doing what? Developing radical faith in me. And when God began to develop that faith in you, you know the faith, you're talking about, you believe God, I believe what this word say, God, I believe what this word say, and then you're asking him them other stupid questions. Now, what belief you have if you're saying, why, God? Why is this happening to me? Huh? What you do is do what Mary did. You know, in this story, we ain't talking about what Martha did, because Martha was still asking questions. She still wasn't completely had that radical faith, because she was still asking questions. You go into asking questions even about the relationship, your relationship with God, you are asked, God, well, I'm doing what you say, at least I think I am. Do you know, if you don't know whether you are, say, God, help me. See, get a better relationship with you, a closer walk with thee. Sang that song, just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Lord, if you will. Grant it to me, God. I need a closer walk, you see. because we give our life to the Lord and we think that's all there is to it. There's more grooming. See, there's more preparation. There's more waiting. Oh, God, is there a lot of waiting? There's a lot of waiting, you see. You can say, I'm in my wilderness. My relationship with God is in the wilderness because, listen here, I'm in here too long. I don't see nothing yet. You brought me here to die. God don't have to bring you nowhere to die. He can kill you right where you at. We got so many crazy things in our minds and our thoughts. We allow the enemy to break up your relationship with God, with his reason. And his reason is always full of doubt and unbelief. Now, you can take that to the bank. Huh? This is what he said. When he heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that, saith he to his, let us go into Judea again. See, let's go now. You know, we done been here long enough. Let's go. Now, don't ask me, why you waited so long, Lord? You heard the man, Lazarus was sick, and then you heard he done died. Why are you going now? He stink now. Now he got, here you go, somebody, let us go into Judea. But you don't ask that question, you know why? Think about it. God has his reason. Jesus has his reason. He always have a reason for what he do. And it will manifest if you wait on the Lord. In today's life, that life at that time, and today's life. If you wait on him, he still will show you the reason why he waited. Till the right season. Do you get the picture? I know you're going through things, and people are going to be going through a whole lot of things, but these are the things we got to go through. For hard-headedness. Disobedience, sinning big time. And everybody say, I ain't sin. Well, think about it. I ain't going to call you no sinner, but I'm going to let you think about it. Think about what you do, say, and think. Think about that. Okay, let's go on. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee. And goest thou thither again? You going back there and you know they finna kill you. Huh? Are you crazy? You know how we will ask. These people want to kill you and you talking about you going back there again. Now, we got away the first time. But now here you are talking about going back again. Now, why you want to go back again? Jesus got an answer, ain't he? Let me tell you. When he have a reason to do anything for us, them, or whoever, you don't always know the answer. You don't know the whys. Why I got this crazy man? Why I got this nutty woman? There's always a reason there. Sometimes it's your choice. Sometimes it's the Lord's choice to show you a lesson or make a lesson known to you. Something that you wouldn't have learned otherwise. Have you ever thought about, listen, for... 400 years the people of God had to stay in bondage for 400 years. Now, that's a long time. But he had already gave what? The answer to the fact that that was going to be a sign. Now, I don't want a sign that long, would you? Just make a sign and let it be gone, but not no 400 years. Ooh, Lord have mercy. That's the man, they have your brains drained of any good thoughts. All you got is nothing. Bricks and mortar. That's all you got. Hmm? But nevertheless, Jesus still have a reason. All right? Be patient. The thing is, be patient. Will you be patient? The thing is, we're not patient at all. Everybody want everything to have happened yesterday's yesterday. Okay? He says, Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light. What is he talking about, you going to say? Hmm? We're going to this here now. Relinquishment. Hmm? See? Somebody got to do something now. He throw this right in there. Hmm? He ain't give him really the answer yet. These things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go there that I may wake him out of sleep. You say, oh, Jesus done lost it. Huh? He up here talking about the man sleeping, he dead. You know this is this world. You know, nowadays. That is the conversation nowadays. Well, somebody crazy. Yeah. Jesus, I know I want to follow you, Jesus, because I'm believing in you, Lord Jesus, Master. I'm believing in you. But you saying that Lazarus, you know, and they are not spiritual. Let's put that into being. They are not spiritual. See? As long as you believe you can handle the problems on your own. When you believe it, you will not reach for the miracle working power of God.
Amen.
Did you know that? You will relinquish the thought of reaching for the miracle working power of God. You won't use it. Huh? You won't use it. So therefore, you have more faith in relinquishment than you would the power of relinquishment than you would of the power of faith.
Come on now.
It's where you hold on to. Here they are in the natural. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. What do you mean he do well if he sleep? They think he resting. He's sick, so he rests, and they give him a dose of something to keep so he can go to sleep and rest. You know, whatever they give you to sleep. What's that, a cough syrup that makes you sleep? NyQuil, that's it. Uh-huh. They give you a dose of NyQuil so you can sleep. They say, if he sleep, he should do well. Now, how crazy can you get? Didn't they say the man died? Now, how you going to come up with, well, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well? He could be talking about another type of sleep. He is sleep. He sleep in Jesus. You notice what he say. God say we sleep in Jesus. He don't say we die. We don't die. We sleep in Jesus. See, that's where we are. That's where we want to be, don't we? Huh? Come on now. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought, here to go to thinking. Didn't I tell you about your thinking? When we start to thinking, we don't think in faith. We don't have radical faith. We don't have nobody's faith, do we? Because we doing the thinking. They thought he had spoken of taking a rest in sleep. I told you that's what they were thinking. When you start thinking in that way, that means faith is not at work. You have allowed, remember my book I was talking to you about the reason, Mr. Reason? We want to make everything in a reasonable sense that we can understand because that's the way we think. But with God, he doesn't work like that. What did he want us to have? Faith. Faith in who? In him. Not faith in yourself, not faith in another man per se. You don't have the faith in another man, but you have faith in the God of that man, the God that's in that man. And when the God in him done left, you leave too. Come on now, if you can prove it. All right. Then said Jesus unto them plainly. Listen, y'all. Y'all have been with me so long. You know that's frustrating, ain't it? You have been here so long. You have been, look, Lazarus is dead. Do you get it? You see what I'm saying? Sometimes this thing come about where you have to talk to folks like that. They seem like they just can't get it. They're not open to understanding. You see? He said, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sake that I was not there to the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, rise up and go unto them, him. They want to go to him now. Now, I guess they say, oh, my God, we kind of done ticked Jesus off a little bit, didn't we? See what I'm saying? You say, we're going to tick Jesus off a little bit. We're not showing any faith, are we? We're not showing no faith. But in all these things that happen here, it should increase a person's faith. Everything, okay, I have five auras that will help you increase your faith. When you read this story, you see, five, all right? And basic, they all work with one, the radical faith. See, everything works with, how is your faith? Do you believe God? Do you trust God? Do you trust what God, let's say it like, do you trust what God says? See, God could say, you are healed. And you still in pain. Now, let's put it this way. He said, if two of you agree in touching anything, it shall be done, right? That's what the words say. Jesus put that out there just for you. But if someone say, if I say to you, you are healed, by his stripes you are healed, by his word you are already healed, you are already healed. But it can't manifest unless you quit thinking in a reasonable sense. You quit trying to think it your way. Well, I ain't take no medicine. You did take medicine. You took the word. That's the medicine. It do good like a medicine. Now smile, laugh. Huh? Try laughing and see if you can't feel better. Laugh about the devil. Look, devil, you might as well go because, hey, the words say I'm already healed. Just because I don't really feel a manifestation. manifestation, but because I know in my heart that the manifestation is here, I have to do what? Turn it on. See, I've got to turn it on. I can't be thinking negative and still expecting it to be so, should I? Amen, church. Amen. Let me tell you. When Jesus got there, he found him dead, didn't he? But he knew he was going to be dead when he got there. That's why he waited some more days. He was sick. And he knew that God was going to glorify him. You say, well, what you mean God going to? Because they, even though they were friends, let me tell you what one of the at the auras I was talking about, it coming up in this here. Remember now, the scripture said that it was for the glory of God, and that he may be glorified, that Jesus may be glorified. See, he wanted to show them, even though they were good friends, they didn't know who he was. Do you hear me? They just figured he was, I guess, a prophet, the master, the whatever, you know. You know how you take your preacher lightly. You don't think nothing much of your preacher. You just know, oh, there's a man of God, woman of God, but they can't do nothing else. When they say something, it just went in one ear and out the other. That's the way it goes. This is the way they were thinking, you see. But Jesus had to be glorified even in his friends. The ones that he thought a lot of. He didn't say nothing bad about him, nothing really. Only he just had to get on Martha a little bit, just a little bit, because Martha's faith had to be increased, enlightened in all of that, you see. It was the reason, you see the reason now? To bring them, even though they were good friends, they were not where they should be in the Lord until God, Jesus, was revealed. At this time, when you go on into this story and you start to reading into it, here we go. We go, this going back and now to Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Now we got everybody here to comfort. All right. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. So Martha coming. She was kind of like Peter, wasn't she? She got something to say. Then Martha said unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. In other words, now you're going to blame Jesus for this? Well, you can do that because he is the reason why he died. He is the reason why he died. Lazarus died. He said, but I know that even, this is what she said, that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. He said, whatever thou wilt ask of God, not ever what you do. She ain't said what you do because she don't know him yet. Her faith has not reached the radical point yet. She's looking at the natural thing. You're just a man of God. And if you ask God, God will do it, not knowing that God was right in the midst of it. Jesus said to her, thy brother shall rise again. Yeah, I know. Martha said to him, I know. You know that I know, Spirit. Everything you tell him, I know. You know already, huh? That he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. At the last day. Now, at least she got some kind of belief, right? There's hope for her, isn't it? What's he say? Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believe in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believe thou this? All right now. We come into what? Restoration time. Huh? Did you see what I'm saying? She come into restoration time. Now it's restoration time. Jesus said unto, she said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the Master is come and calleth for thee. Wonder why she did it secretly. That we need to know. Why she could do it secret? Well, now it's restoration time, right? Things are being restored because now she know who Jesus is. As soon as she heard this, she arose quickly, came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. Okay, now you see a lot of secret stuff. The other folks that came to comfort them didn't need to know all this. Okay, see, Jesus have a reason for everything he do. Did you see that? When you read scripture, you will find out that everything he did was for a purpose, for a reason. And after all is said and done, he was restoring the true church. See, bringing it forth. He's bringing the true church forth by all the things that he did, the miracles that he performed, all of them, he was bringing back the church. See? Why? Because he had to bring them out of darkness into the marvelous light. They were not in light. Lazarus and Mary and Martha, they was not in the complete light. They just had a flicker. But now they've come to the light. When Lazarus had to come forth, let me say this here, and I'm about to relinquish this here. Praise God. Amen. Well, it's getting a little good to me, okay? Praise God. But what happened is, listen. Jesus had to get them to that point. See? And when Jesus therefore saw her weeping and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled and said, wherefore have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. That's where Jesus wept there. All them crying and weeping and mourning and all of this here. Brief moment he weeps. Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind. Oh, now they believing about the man eyes open, right? That was blind. Which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died. Well, the critics, huh? They don't believe in anything, do they? They looking at it and don't believe it. Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, coming to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take the stone away. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, now Martha, by now you ought to believe something. By now, by this time he's thinking. He had been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, don't you remember what I said? Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou should see this glory of God? Didn't I just tell you that? What is wrong with you? Why you can't understand? Why can't you receive? You said you believe it's me. You said yes. Didn't she say yes when he asked her, do thou believe it? She said yes. Now how are you going to come back and ask me a dumb question? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Well, because they sure ain't heard it. She sure didn't hear it, did she? And I knew that thou hearest me. I know you hear me. See, always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. This is where he got to be glorified. Do you see? Because what? Everything he say, they still looking in the natural. They still not seeing things. They're still in their own reason. It's what they're still doing. You see, do we do that today? And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. His face was bound about with the napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Now, doesn't that remind you of something? Jesus in his sepulcher, huh, in there. Stone was up over it in the front. Wasn't that the same thing? See, when Jesus, they put Jesus in there. He had a napkin on his face, didn't he? Do y'all remember that story? I sure hope you do. When Jesus was in the tomb, bound, he had grave clothes all on him, napkin on his face, loose him and let him go. And what happened? He took the same way he took the claw off the, he took, no, back up, he said, told them to loose him and let him go. And his face was bound about with a napkin. So they took the napkin, but Jesus took the napkin off of his face and folded it and laid it there where he was laying. Can't you see the same thing happening? This is why he was glorified. He was showing us, do you see all the reasoning and the relationships with us? And the relationship with them at that time, everything that was happening, the faith was being shown at that time. Can you see that? All of that? All? Can't you see that? The resemblance? He said, God said he's going to be glorified. Jesus was glorified when he rose up in that tomb, didn't he? And walked out. He come out. out that grave. What we call the grave, but he was in the real grave. Okay? Well, he took back death, hell, and all of the things that the devil put on us. He took all that back. He experienced it. And the first time he experienced it was in Lazarus. Do you get the picture? That's why he told her, I am the resurrection and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. We can't come no other way but by him. Because he is the resurrection and he is the life. That's it, y'all. That's it. He is it. He is it. See? Huh? And Lazarus came forth. They saw it. And they didn't believe until when? Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the thing which Jesus did believed on him. That was see him being glorified. But some of them went their way to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. You see them telltales? And you know they went back and lied. They couldn't tell the truth if their life depended on it. They lied. You know they lied a lot of stuff. They ain't tell the truth of what really happened. Jesus is God. Amen. They ain't say that. When he told them, say, I am the resurrection and the life. Amen. I am the I am. The I am that you've been looking for, that you heard about. This is it. Ain't nothing else coming after this. This is it. And I will be glorified. See, Jesus was glorified. See what he said? Those shouldest see the glory of God. Believe. If you believe, would you believe? If thou would believe, do you believe? You'll see the glory of God. You were looking at the glory right then. When he told Lazarus to come forth, you were looking at him being glorified right then. You were seeing what was going to happen in the end through Lazarus. The same pattern. Oh, come forth. Jesus came forth, didn't he? Now, let me tell you. Now, I'm going to be through, and I'm up through. Let me tell you what I'm going to have. I'm going to throw this in. Just show this here to, I had to show this to somebody. See here, everything is within, ain't it? Everything is within. His glory was within. See, his body was within. See? And when it was within, it came out to be shown what is within. You didn't know what was going on in the grave. You don't know what was going on when they were buried and put in that cave. You don't know what was going on when Jesus was in there. But now you know because when we are beginning, we are really just beginning to touch on these things. The woman within, see? And when you start talking about the woman within, you got everybody within, see, is within with the within. We were in the tomb. I know Mary came to the tomb when Jesus died. There was a Mary there when Lazarus died, wasn't his sister? She was there, wasn't she? Always somewhere, wasn't she? Woman within. She was there so that she could be within Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is within her. Do you get it? I ain't going no further, but I'm cutting off right there because I just named these here five lessons you really could write on that if you want to. Reason. relationship, relinquishment, and radical faith and restoration. Okay? And restoration. That's five auras. Okay? In this lesson. Now you may can find some more. Bless God. But I'm cutting off right here. All right? Praise God. Hallelujah. And I trust, I hope you enjoyed. If you didn't, well, praise God anyhow for you. Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hey, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and praise the Lord again. Man, it's a reason. Amen. It's a reason for this message, because he said his word would not go out and return to him void. It is a reason. Oh, for the listeners today, somebody, praise God, needs to know, amen, that the Lord have a miracle with your name on it. Praise God. And as Apostle was ministering, I was thinking about the subject, which he said about a reason. How many know, amen, that delay is not a denial? Praise the Lord. And it was a reason for our Lord and Savior delayed. Praise God. Why? Because in verse 4, amen, he said these words. When Jesus heard that, in other words, when Lazarus was sick, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Amen. And this was a supernatural miracle. It was three supernatural miracles that our Lord and Savior, when he was walking on the earth, was to perform. Praise God. And this was the last one. One was opening up the blinded eyes, a man born blind. Praise God. From his mother's womb. Praise God. And the Lord opened up his eyes. The second one, amen, that he would clean the leprosy. Praise God. And the third sign was this one right here. A man, praise God, was dead, took sick and died, a friend of our Lord and Savior, and the Lord brought him back. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to say again, delay is not a denial. It is for the glory of God. I, himself, the Son of God, will receive glory from this. Praise God. Amen. And it was for, amen, the Jewish nation to see who he was. Praise God. They kept asking him time and time again, amen, where you come from? Praise God. And he kept telling them. He said, if you don't believe me for the very work's sake. Now, the Lord have a miracle. It seemed like it's just miracle month, a miracle week, amen, because God been performing and moving. Praise God. Amen. In the earth realm, through all this pandemic and all the challenges and dangers that we are going through and these critical times, the Lord yet working miracles. Praise God. Why would you say that, Bishop? I said because in Romans 8:28, he said this, Paul did, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Oh, praise God. I want to say to you out there again, praise God, the Lord have a miracle with your name on it. Praise God. He said, today you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Today is the day of salvation. Praise God. Ain't it funny how, amen, God have a miracle for people, but they don't take time, amen. They will hang up. They will stop listening. And the time that they should, just wait a little long while. Praise God. Amen. They miss what God have for them. But, oh, I thank God, amen. He's able to turn a negative into a positive. He's able to turn a bad situation and make some good at it. See? And I'm going to say again, delays is not a denial. In the trial, amen, a believer that we face, we can ultimately bring glory, amen. God will bring glory. He will do it, amen, if we wait. Amen. See what I'm talking about? Hanging up and leaving before, amen, the benediction. I have seen people put up that finger and walk out of the church, and amen, and they don't want to take time, praise God, to wait, amen, to church is over, praise God. But they can work on their job, amen, all these hours, praise God. But, oh, can we take time out to give glory to God, amen, who have them brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light, praise God. Ain't you glad about that, praise God? And now when trouble come, now I'm going to ask this question. When trouble come to our door, are we one that grumble? Do you complain? And then you blame God? Come on now, tell the truth now. Be honest with yourself, huh? And I'm going to ask again, when trouble hit your door, hit home, do you grumble? Do you complain and blame God? Or do you see your problem as an opportunity to honor him? Help me, somebody. Oh, come on, somebody. Praise God. You know, it's easy, amen, when everything is going great, amen. Money in the bank, job done got a, you done got a promotion, you and honey doing fine in the marriage, amen. Children is doing good in school, everything is well, praise God. But, oh, amen, when the storm comes, can you give God glory? Come on, help me, somebody. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Can you, amen, keep coming and serving him? Praise God. Can you have that press, amen, in spirit within you? I heard Apostle talking about within now. This thing got to come from within. And when you, amen, going through a rough time in your life, can you say, Lord, amen, I'm going to hold on anyhow and trust you, amen, that I know you're able to bring me out. Oh, he will do it. And he always brings us out to bring us into something better. And that's what he did here in this story. Praise God. He said, I am. And as when she, apostle, was saying that, he said that to Mary, I am the resurrection. Amen. That's when the first time. Amen. You remember when he had that talk with Moses? And Moses asked the Lord, say, who will I say, send me? He said, tell them I am that I am sent you. Oh, help me, somebody. Oh, praise God. He said, I am that I am. Oh, praise God. Oh, he's the same I am today. He's I am today, I am yesterday, and forevermore. He's I am. Oh, he changed not. Ain't you glad about it that you serve a risen Savior? God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Jesus love you, and Bishop do too.
Amen, amen. We thank God today for that awesome word coming forward from Apostle Porter and Bishop Porter today. Are you going to test those five R's in that chapter today? Reason, relationship, relinquishment, radical faith, and restoration. I tell you, we serve an awesome and powerful God, a God that heals, a God that loves, a God that makes ways out of no ways. We just thank God today for the word. We ask that you do share it with a friend today. Share the broadcast today. If you got something out of it, share the broadcast. You can text the link to your friend. You can visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries on Facebook and click on the Blog Talk Radio link. You can share it on your page. You could send it via Messenger to your friend. Share the word today. In this world today, we need to hear the word of God. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Or you can visit blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment Apostle Porter has put out there. You would like to bless the woman of God, sow a seed into this radio broadcast to continue to keep it going. You can do so for those of you that have Zelle. You can go to logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. And the name is LogionINT. Or you can visit our website at LogionInternationalMinistries.com and hit the donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes, whether in Zelle or on the website, what your money is for, your donation is for, whether it's a love offering, you're planting a seed into this radio broadcast to continue to keep it on air. You just want to plant seed in good ground, please specify that in your notes. So tune in tomorrow, Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Till then, be blessed and know that God loves you.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him
have.
So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As soon as I stop worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go
and I can let
God.
Let him have,
let God have
his way.
That's when things are happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go. God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God, oh, let go.